Thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. Last week, we began to consider what the Bible has to say about the need for discernment in the Christian life, particularly what the Apostle Paul said concerning this truth, as well as the Apostle John from 1 John chapter 4. And we begin to consider some steps, some principles, some exhortations from Scripture that we must apply to our lives every day in regard to the need to be discerning and to exercise discernment as believers. The very first thing that we consider from 1 John chapter 4 is that it is very vital for us to believe not every spirit. The Apostle John wrote, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So the first thing we must understand as believers today is that we cannot believe every message that we hear as being true, even if it comes in the name or under the guise of Christianity. The very fact that John told the church to believe not every spirit implies that every Christian is to be skeptical of anyone who comes along and appears to possess a new teaching regarding the faith. We live in an era in which almost every doctrine of the Christian faith is being rethought and deconstructed. There are religious leaders in our day who are questioning the facts of the gospel and questioning Jesus' substitutionary sacrifice in payment for the penalty of our sins. There are many false beliefs and false teachings that abound today within even the professing church, and it is more important than ever that Christians exercise discernment and compare what is being taught with what the Word of God teaches in its proper context. But should we be surprised this is even happening today? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." In other words, it is clear cut, Timothy. "There is no ambiguity here in what I'm about to tell you," Paul writes, and he continues, "that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Paul is telling Timothy and us today that the Holy Spirit makes it very clear that doctrines, teachings that originate from an unseen realm will be thrust onto believers in the latter times. Now, we have no idea when the end is going to be, but we know that today we are closer to the end than we were yesterday. As time progresses and as the end draws nearer, we are going to see this surge, this continual reality of doctrines of seducing spirits and of demons speaking lies in hypocrisy. We often overlook the phrase "in hypocrisy" in verse 2 of 1 Timothy 4, but in the latter times there will be those who will say and claim one thing, but live out or believe something entirely opposite. Years ago, when I taught through the book of 1 Thessalonians, I used to view and understand the short verses at the end of the book to be sentence sermons, just little individual proverbs and statements and sayings. But as I've studied through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I've come to realize that these verses are very much tied into the rest of the book. They're integrally linked together, and we must realize this if we're to understand what these verses are saying. Verse 20 says, "Despise not prophesyings." Remember, at the time Paul wrote this epistle to the church at Thessalonica, the canon of Scripture was not yet complete. So the revelatory gifts of prophecy, that is, men and women receiving the word of God and declaring it, those gifts were still in existence. And yet we can see from the book of 1 Thessalonians that there were some in the church who considered the prophesying not to be very important. So Paul is telling those believers to take seriously the prophesying of the word of God. And here is why. The next phrase, prove all things. Everything that comes your way, every doctrine, every person, every teaching, prove it. That means to test it and to try it. Measure it according to the truth of the word of God. And after proving or testing all things with the word of God, what should be our response? Hold fast that which is good and abstain from all appearance or form of evil. It's pretty cut and dry. But how are we to prove all things? We are to prove all things by the word of God alone. In the time of the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament, the people of Israel were embracing words of God and prophecy, quote unquote, from false teachers and false prophets. In Jeremiah 29, verses 8 and 9, we read, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord." What was going on here? There were false prophets and teachers as far back as Old Testament times who were claiming things in the name of God, and yet God is telling his people, don't listen to these false prophets, but instead judge everything by the truth that God declared unto them, either by the word that they had or by the true prophets like Jeremiah that God gave to the children of Israel during the time in which they lived. You see, false prophets are nothing new, but Christians today often seem to be very gullible and very naive. As Paul put it in Ephesians 4, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. To believe not every spirit, as John commands, is not to be unloving or unaccepting. When I was a college student majoring in journalism, it was impressed upon me by my professors, especially in my writing and reporting classes, to question everything when writing a news story or documentary. Question the authorities, question the sources, question what people are saying, and do not accept anything that anybody says as fact or truth. My professors were not necessarily telling us to reject the information as false. They were just teaching us to question it and make sure it is the truth, not simply because somebody said it, but because it was, in fact, the truth. The whole thrust was this: if you want to get to the truth, you cannot take information from others at face value. Be sure to exercise discernment and ask questions in order to get to the truth. The secular realm understands the importance of searching for the truth by asking questions. Yet in the church, we're often told not to question anything that has a Christian label on it, whether it be a teaching, a best-selling book, a pastor, or anything else that comes our way in the name of Christianity. From where do we get that kind of thinking? Not from the Bible. John is not only talking to the elders in the church, he's talking to all believers when he exhorts us to believe not every spirit. Well, number two, we're to try the spirits then, whether they are of God. We are exhorted by God himself to question, to discern between what is true and what is false, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. The spirits of demons reveal themselves by false doctrines that are propagated by means of people, men and women. And John reminds his readers, and he reminds us today, that behind the teachers of false doctrines lie demons who oppose the truth and are inspired by Satan himself. These teachers of false doctrine might be beautiful people. They might have wonderful oratory skills. They may even teach a lot of truth. But John says that behind these false doctrines being proclaimed by men and women are demonic spirits. The teaching of false doctrines by men and women is the medium through which Satan and his ministers propagate their lies and their deceit. Paul deals with this in 2 Timothy 3. He tells Timothy in verse 12, "Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution," but then goes on to say, "but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." What's Paul's instruction to Timothy concerning these evil men and seducers? but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. In other words, continue in the truth, Timothy. We should be discerning of all teaching that comes our way. Don't accept any teaching at face value, whether it's from the pulpit or whether it's from a best-selling book or whether it's from the television set or from your buddies at work or your neighbors or friends that you spend time with. And trying the spirits or testing the spirits isn't accomplished through some kind of strange charismatic spiritual finding and binding or naming and claiming of spirits. Trying and testing these spirits is accomplished by testing the teaching of all people by the true word of God. That's what the early church was doing. It was abiding in the apostles' word and doctrine given by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle John gives specific examples that related to these first century Christians concerning which individuals possessed the true spirit of God and which individuals possessed a false spirit. 1 John 4, 5, and 6 reveals two tests whereby we can try or test spirits. Number one, those who are teaching and propagating false doctrine are, quote, of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Next, those who are not of God and who are propagating false doctrine disregard the true word of God proclaimed by the apostles and prophets. John says, we, that is John, Peter, Paul, James, the apostles and prophets of the early church, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Does the teaching agree with the teachings of the apostles and prophets? That's how we can discern truth from error. Not only must we believe not every spirit, not only must we then try the spirits, whether they are of God, through matching what false teachers have to say up against what the word of God declares, but the final thing that we must understand is it is so important that we then avoid avoid the false spirits. John tells us in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You see, avoiding false spirits is accomplished by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We can be assured that we have the ability to have knowledge, to have judgment, to have discernment. All we need to do is be willing to exercise those abilities, those disciplines. The author of Hebrews may have been a little discouraged about the spiritual condition of the Hebrew Christians, possibly thinking they should have been beyond the rudimentary and elementary doctrines of the Christian faith, and rather studying and embracing the deeper teachings of Scripture. Their lack of spiritual maturity may have been due to the fact that they had not exercised discernment, the discipline of discernment. We must be willing to exercise discernment, but that takes discipline. It's only natural for us to want to lay back, put our life on cruise control, take it easy, believe everything we hear, embrace everything that comes our way, especially if it has the Christian label on it. But as Christians, we have been instructed in the Word of God to put on the whole armor of God and exercise discernment. Prove every teaching and every person that comes your way, and then cling to that which is good, abstain from that which is evil. Dialogue and cooperation with false teachers is not an option. They are to be avoided. Believe not every spirit, try the spirits whether they are of God, and avoid the false spirits. It may seem overwhelming to be so vigilant and discerning, but God has not only given us clear instructions on how to be discerning, he has also promised to help us through his strength. Again, verse 4, 1 John 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What a wonderful truth. And to that I say, thank you, Lord. Help us to be discerning believers by measuring everything we see and hear and read according to the truth. Help us to stack it up against the truth, the standard of your word. I thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. And until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you.